Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, folks. We are joined by Joe Geruso, New Orleans City Council member, District A, and the head of the Budget Committee for the New Orleans City Council as well. And Joe, we truly appreciate you taking time out of your busy day to join us, and welcome.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me, Noel.
So, Joe, just when I thought that we had learned everything we needed to know about what was going on with the JIRR program in the city of New Orleans, I was watching an interview with the legislative auditor and the mayor-elect, Helena Moreno, and things continue to reveal themselves.
Yes, they do. And I think, look, I think it's a reasonable question to be asking at this point about what was happening. And essentially what we've learned is that general fund dollars were being used as part of this program. Capital fund dollars were being used for this program. And for your listeners, the JIR program is a Joint Infrastructure Recovery Road Program, which is the internal name for the FEMA dollars that flowed to the city for Hurricane Katrina. And it's a pay-as-you-go program, which means that you do the work and you get reimbursed for the work, showing the invoices to the federal government. And look, the whole thing is we know cash is king and you have to pay your invoices. I think what needs to be dug down to now is two separate parts. We kind of need a postmortem about how we got here and what happens with using both general fund and capital dollars to front the money for joint infrastructure. And another piece, Newell, is the program ends at the end of December. So what are we doing going forward with that? And the mayor-elect and I actually talked about that this morning. We're supposed to have a meeting this week with a legislative auditor and the internal team about that. And we obviously want to make sure that as we're approaching the end of the program for the time being, we know how that's going to be handled.
So, I want to try and be as fair as I can be to the Cantrell administration. So when they came in 8 years ago now, the vast majority of these dollars had not been spent, right?
Correct.
And so they started playing catch up. And one of the things that was revealed in the interview with David Hammer the other day, that was in fairness to them, in the first couple, 2, maybe 3 years that they engaged upon this program, working out this arrangement with FEMA, of FEMA fronting dollars and the like, things were kind of rolling along fairly well. Would that be a fair characterization?
And that's my understanding. And look, for all the years that we got it before this year, we were unaware of any cash flow problems attributable to spending money for FEMA work that then cascaded to elsewhere.
Right. So I guess, you know, the postmortem that you're talking about is really important, because it's kind of like, strategically, where did you decide to do something differently? I mean, and why did, you know, as a steward in the fiduciary the fiduciary obligation that the CFO and the COO and those folks have, you know, of managing these general fund dollars, it seems that just kind of went right out the window.
It doesn't make sense. And the only, and this is a guess right now, the only thing I can guess is that, again, they are worried about trying to get work done, get things moving as quickly as possible, get as much work on the streets as possible, trying to do everything they can to get that extension. And again, I want to give them the benefit of the doubt. I don't think it was done with malice in their hearts or with the intent of hurting vendors or employees, but I think they may have gotten over their skis and put too much general fund and other dollars on the streets and then got caught when bills became due, things became final, and the money wasn't being returned as quickly. Now, that is a guess. And again, I'm trying to give them the benefit of the doubt and acting in good faith, and we'll get to the bottom of that and see how we got here.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
So roughly a little bit over a week ago, when a lot of these revelations were coming to the forefront, there was this thought process that if we can accelerate the reimbursement process from the state to the city on what was fronted by the city, we might be in better shape. Where does that stand today? Or where does that thought process stand today?
Yeah, we've got to figure all that out, and Newell, I'll make some news here right now. I have filed a motion ordinance that I think all of my colleagues are co-authors on that basically stops any city spending except for the things that we owe per the legislative auditor, because we don't have that insight right now. And we want to make sure, as dollars are flowing back into the city, that they're flowing back out the right way. And again, in my view, it's about, hey, what are the vendors that are mission critical at this moment for public safety, whether that's lights or picking up the trash or other things. And we just can't have the money sucked sideways going all over. And so we are trying to wrap our arms around all of that. And again, part of the purpose of the meeting this week is to understand sort of where we are, and again, as importantly, where we're going, particularly because the program stops at the end of the year.
And because I guess the biggest portion of your general fund dollars that come in are property taxes, right? And that will be due at the end of January, but you will start receiving some of those collections before the mayor-elect takes office on January 12th.
Correct. And look, for your listening audience, one of the things I was curious about is those dollars do not just go out the door. They are obligated, as I understand it, against the revenue anticipatory note. So they can't just be sucked sideways and go do other things. But yes, at the beginning of the year, the biggest sum of money to come in is from the payment of property taxes. And
And we've obviously had a lot of New Orleanians who have said, I'm willing to pay my property taxes early. If this helps the city and its financial state, I want to do it. And you and I think what was with the mayor-elect, discussed off the microphones about the idea that banks want to pay the money earlier to the city. So as soon as we can get those dollars flowing, that will be really important. And obviously, we want to make sure we understand how everything is working, because we need to dig ourselves out of where we are.
Do you know whether or not the assessor has sent over the tax rolls to the city finance department in order to generate the property tax bills?
I don't know that for sure. I know that we asked about that a little while ago, but I don't want to get the answer wrong, Newell. I don't want to say the
right.
wrong thing.
No, so it's fine. No, I mean, it is or it ain't. I mean, you right. know, one or the other. Right. If it's been sent or not. So that's kind of the JIR thing. When we talk about the budget and what was ultimately adopted by the city council, I know that y'all had to do some workarounds because of the lack of cooperation, I guess, from Mayor Cantrell herself in trying to, you know, do things in a way that makes it a lot more easier and to continue into the you know, in this transfer of power from one to the other. It just didn't seem to be her bailiwick at this point in time. So where do we stand there?
Well, the council has passed the budget that the mayor-elect proposed. And I said before Helena got elected or anybody else, my personal view was that whoever the next mayor was ought to have an outsized role in doing this. And we've moved forward with what was proposed. I know Mayor-elect Moreno walked through on your show, I think, kind of two really important things. One was the fact that generally the Cantrell budget, except for a couple of departments, cut many things just across the board by 20 or 30%. And Mayor-elect Moreno went back and tried to do things more surgically and give other departments, particularly safety and permits and DPW, more funds than had been in there before. And then obviously, as you're alluding to, we recognized more revenue than was in the Cantrell budget too. And that was a result of Mayor-elect Moreno, the team really digging in and using a lot of information we got from the city. It's not like we just dreamed these things up. It was from the transition committee work that we did, talking with department heads, looking for those funds, and the broad categories were monies that were due from the Sewage and Water Board, money that we are getting from WISNR either this year or next year, returning ARPA funds that have either just been underused or underutilized, and then some better enforcement work when it comes to collection for parking. And again, that's going to spark the next conversation about how we do a better job of collections writ large. And I know you and I've had many conversations, particularly on the sales tax front. But the important piece is, instead of having to be so egregious with cutting, that extra $75 million gave more breathing room. And we wanted to recognize that to really help as much as we can. And there's going to be pain in all of this. I think we've all said that repeatedly, but at the same time, the ways we can alleviate pain and do what's in the best interest is what makes the most sense.
Yeah, you know, it's as we get closer and closer to the date of January 12th and coming in, I mean, it's amazing how many critical decisions early on set that the entire Moreno administration, I know you're going to be the CAO incoming, and congratulations to you for that. But a lot of critical decisions are going to be made in the first 5 to 10 days that you're in office.
Yeah, and look, it's been interesting because I feel like a lot of times we're getting asked, and Mayor-elect Moreno is getting asked about what are all the plans. And what I keep on telling people is past is prologue. Like, look at the fact that we got the revenue anticipatory note in large part because of the mayor-elect and council member morale. Look at the fact that the budget got examined so quickly with a small but mighty team that punched above its weight. Look at the fact that they found this extra revenue. And it's going to be harnessing that type of energy to move forward. I mean, one thing I've learned about working with Helena for the last 8 years and now four is she pretty much has one speed, and that's five. And you better keep up with it while they go along. And I think it's really important to keep that energy level up because we're, in my view, trying to do two things, Newell, which is both structurally redo this, so that way the city is not having these problems on a recurring basis, but at the same time, improve the morale, the way that people feel. Both of those things simultaneously are really important.
What do you see as one of the biggest challenges, not from the financial perspective? I think we've all kind of beat that horse to death, and you know, and everybody's aware of where we find ourselves, but operationally, you know, as you've interacted more and more and more in kind of a little bit of a different capacity of thinking, you know, of what you're going to be responsible for in the very near future, your thoughts?
Well, look, this is going to be in the weeds, but I do think it's really important is trying to get procurement to work a lot faster. For people who are in the business world, you sort of go at the speed of light. That's where things can get bogged down very quickly because for contracts, you have to put them out so people can bid on them. You have to get them back. Then you have to draft the contractual documents. Then they have to go through these layers of approval. And I think one of the things that really is important to streamline is to make sure that process goes so much faster. And then, Newell, I guess, sort of number two along the same lines for I think the administration is also trying to make sure that where you have things that are revenue generating, we make them as easy as possible. You know, you hear about departments where things linger or take too long, or there just isn't the enforcement like there needs to be. And so those processes need to go faster, too. So my view is it's about making things that make the city better, that make operations better, sometimes not as exciting. But if you can get things where procurement can move significantly faster and it's not languishing in one department or another, you get better vendors, you get more people bidding, you get things done more quickly, and it shows people the city's open for business.
And the reality may be that you're going to have to do that with less people, right, than what's being employed by the city now. You know, when I just kind of do back of the envelope calculations at 5,000 employee base, and I don't know where all of that is made up, if that includes sewage and water board or not. I was led to believe that it didn't, but if it does, it kind of changes it a little bit. But I don't know that the city is in a position to afford that many employees.
I think that's something that we're going to have to consistently examine. Obviously, I know the mayor-elect Moreno has done a few things. Number one is trimming almost 40 unclassified employees just from day one, not hiring most non-critical employees. Obviously, if there's police recruits or laborers for DPW, those type of folks we want to bring in, and limiting probationary employees. And that's, again, just to start. And look, I think there's going to have to be a very strong sense of doing things in a culture shift way. And by that, I mean you can't manage what you can't measure. So what are we doing? What do the outputs look like? What are the total amount of people that we really need? What is the return that residents are seeing on the dollars that are being spent? And then how do you focus those efforts primarily on those public safety functions that are so critical?
Joe, I think you would agree, because you and I have talked about this both publicly and in private, you know, the implementation and utilization of technology within the organization, a lot of times the rollout has been sloppy at best, and the return on those investments have not been appropriate or what the expectation, or failed to meet the expectations. Your thoughts about moving forward there?
Yeah, and look, for some of us, Newell, this is going to be brave new world. I'm almost 50 and not as adept at my kids, but if we can use AI to make things move faster and take information and crunch it, then great. At the same time, how do we take basic systems and make them easier for people to use? How do we make functionality easier for people to use? I got this wrong last time, either I was on your show or on Tommy, but there's a process right now where I think to pay fines and fees on certain things that you owe, you actually have to come to City Hall with a check. Now, in the year of our Lord, 2025, when I can deposit checks on my phone sitting at my house, the fact that we make it hard for people to do the thing just does not make sense. So I think there has to be almost a ruthless consistency about how do you make things that are systems easier both internally for our employees, and then how do you make it easier for the public as well?
Yeah, no doubt, for sure. Well, we appreciate you joining us today. A lot of different issues going on, none more important than obviously finance and operations as we get closer to January 12th, the day that Helena Moreno will be sworn in. And so we thank you for the opportunity to talk about these topics with you today.
Thanks, Noel. Take care.
Thank you, sir. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.